And we're talking with Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply. Bob, what does somebody who really is tool challenged, someone who doesn't know which end of the screwdriver to use, what do they do when they've got a problem?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question, because there's really two types of homeowners. One is the type that is, I would say, project savvy. They've done things all their lives, and they don't worry about jumping into something, a plumbing problem, or I won't really use electrical as a good example, because there's a real problem there if you don't know what you're doing. But there's that type of person, and then there's a type of person that doesn't know anything about their house and needs, of course, to be a successful homeowner. So the idea would be to set themselves up with a go-to person. And with a home, it might not be just one person. It might be a general contractor, and then it might be a plumber or an electrician or both that they know that they can call when they have a problem. But no matter what, part of home ownership, or actually life for that matter, whether you rent the house or own the house, the people who are involved in their home fare much better than those that are not. And I'm not talking about someone who actually does the fixing. I'm talking about someone who stays involved with whatever problem they have, understands the problem before it's fixed, and then knows what is going on after that with that system in the house. Now, I'd be willing to bet that if you look at your friends, the ones that are constantly, you know, shoveling against the tide, as they say, are the ones that don't get involved. They just call somebody and say, fix this. So let's throw some, I'll call them facts till somebody can prove me wrong out there. Number one is that you will never have time for everything you want to do. You must make time. Remember the story about the little boy who asked his dad how much he made? Sometimes the simplest situations turn out to be exactly opposite of what it seems. By the way, when I was a kid and I asked my dad, and we're talking about in the early 60s, we asked Dad how much he made, and he said $3,000 a week in laundry. And that was his answer forever. Okay. Can you actually remember a day without some time during that day spent relaxing? We do the things that are most important to us, the ones that are at the top of our lists, and we tend to let the other ones slide. But you need to have a category called make time to learn, and learn about where you live. Learn about it before you have a major issue. Okay, we always say, number two, is an educated consumer is a smart consumer and an efficient spender. Knowing what to expect is a powerful tool. Understanding your home systems is critical to being an educated consumer. People will find it much harder to take advantage of you if you, as your parents would say, know your stuff. And that's absolutely true. I know a young couple with two kids that own a home, the second home that they've owned. They learned a lot from the first home, and now they are very involved with the systems in their second home so that they don't go through the same trouble they had with the first home. So getting involved helps you make the biggest decisions of any situation properly. And the biggest decision really is going to be, can I do this or should I call a professional? Let's break that down a little bit. Adding energy efficiency. many simple things can be done around the home. We cover that when we talk about winterizing your house, and it can be a family activity. Some of this stuff is easy and fun and cheap. Garage door opener installation, and actually the installation of the garage door. Even contractors call a specialist in these circumstances. They realize that they can do something else and make twice as much money and pay someone to put that garage door opener or even that garage door in for them. Here's one I speak from experience on. Low water pressure in an older home with a well and a galvanized pressure tank. If you're not sure what a pressure tank is, maybe it's time you got a little education on water pressure in your house. But if your tank is galvanized and not blue, the galvanized ones do not have an air bladder in them. The blue ones do. You can't compress water, but you can compress air. And that's all I'll say about that. You want to know about more about that? Give me a call or send me an email. Window replacements. Do you know what a header is? Do you know why it is critical to that window? If you don't know the answer to those two questions, call a professional. All right, staying involved at whatever level helps you care for and maintain a system that you've seen fixed or you've had to have a new one installed. And again, we're talking about things like new windows, decks, railings, garages, sheds, usually larger projects. Ask anybody who has had a fairly significant home problem and they've solved it or understood the solution and then got it solved. Ask them if they had a great feeling when that was done. And they said, yeah, now I understand what's going on there. And I can take care of that in the future and prevent some of the problems that have already happened. Some topics to think of becoming educated about would be window condensation. Don't get taken to the cleaners by people telling you that condensation is a window problem. Number two, roof leaks. There's an area where you are probably going to want to call a contractor, an expert, a professional, to get that problem solved. Flashings. If you don't understand the word, call a professional. In these days, you can go online and learn an awful lot about flashings. You can experiment with it. If you got a cottage or a hunting camp, that might be a good place to experiment. Other than that, call a professional. Insulating below ground areas. Vapor barriers versus water barriers. These are the things that builders are well schooled in and understand, and you're going to want to enlist their help. Low E and high performance type glasses in your windows. That's something you can learn about by going online or very simply walking into one of our stores and asking, what is this and how does it work? Another one is real warranties and guarantees. And like they said in Lost in Space, warning, warning, alien approaching. A warranty is something you got to do a lot of research on. Is it really a benefit to you? Some people say yes. I have one son who says yes and one son who says never. Bottom line, come in or call us anytime. Send us an email if you like, if it's easier. Send it directly to me at rjackman@lavallies.com. And we'll be glad to help you make tomorrow better than today by finding an answer. And you notice I said finding an answer to your question because nobody knows all the answers, but we will get you an answer. And like we always say, please, everybody, stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Bob, and we'll see you next week.
All righty. Thank you.